case for argument is 21-2349, Infernal Tech versus Activision Blizzard. How do I pronounce your name, counsel?
Buther.
Mr. Buther, please proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court. This appeal is necessitated by two occasions where the trial court misapplied her own claim construction and as a result erroneously entered summary judgment of non-infringement. The third issue deals with what we contend is a lack of recognition, appropriate recognition of the substantial evidence of a nexus between the acts of infringement of the method claims and the asserted reasonable royalty damages resulting from that infringement. And so regarding the first issue, which is the combining said observer data issue, the court erroneously ruled that in order to satisfy the combining of said observer data requirement, the plaintiff had to prove all observer data was combined with the light accumulation buffer.
In other words, the said observer data, as recited in the claim, has to refer back to the same observer data that's recited up, further up in the claim about providing observer data.
Yes, Your Honor. We fully agree that the court somehow became fixated with the term said and didn't give enough attention to the construction of the term observer data, which was data representing at least the color of objects. So it was an open-ended construction with a minimum requirement of the color of objects, but it permitted more than that, but it didn't require all. It only required that minimum amount, and the court disagreed with that wrongly, I believe. So we concede that the two terms have the same meaning. The critical question is, what is that meaning? And the court made it very clear that it is at least, but not all,
Can I give you a quick hypothetical, just
sure,
so I understand your position? What if the claim had the following limitations? Providing a letter of the alphabet, comparing said letter of the alphabet with some document, and then finally combining said letter with some numbers. And then, is it your view that you could point to different letters of the alphabet for each of those three limitations for an infringement theory?
No, if I could answer, I think I understand your question. No, not
like
different.
Providing
letters.
The first limitation, providing a letter of the alphabet, could be A. Comparing said letter could be B. And then combining said letter with some other stuff could be C. And then you would say, well, because, you know, under plain and ordinary meaning, letter of the alphabet can be any letter of the alphabet, I'm allowed to migrate around through the entire alphabet and point to different letters to meet each of the individual limitations.
I think the analogous situation is if the providing step said providing letters of the alphabet, but the court construed it as but including at least the letter A, then the definition of observer data or the letters there would be at least the letter A. And so that's why the evidence that the plaintiff submitted that combining observer data constituted combining albedo data with the light accumulation buffer data was not combining a portion of observer data. It was the observer data, because the observer data was defined as, at a minimum, the color of data, but it could include more. It could include depth, value, other things. So we weren't in step one. Go ahead.
Well, I'm still troubled because I didn't see any case law authority for your theory, and I couldn't find any either that supports the notion that, you know, under a claim construction, you can start pointing to different things as applying to a particular claim term in the way you want to, in the sense that, you know, you want, you know, data representing at least color data to be five or six types of data up front in for observer data, but then at the tail end of the claim, you're pointing to just albedo data for the final limitation. And that makes me wonder, are you really allowed to do that in terms of moving around, in terms of shape-shifting what exactly you're pointing to as the respective observer data in a, an accused embodiment?
I don't think it's moving around.
Could you please answer my first question? Is there any case law authority that you know of which says, you know, we can point to different kinds of embodiments of what would meet this claim construction for the different limitations of a claim for infringement purposes?
Well, I think the case law is twofold. One is there's a recognition of an open-ended claim, which has minimum requirements, and Judge Lynn said that herself.
I'm still fixated on my question,
which
is, are you aware of any case law that allows you to do the thing that you want to do to create an infringement theory where you're applying different conceptions of what can be observer data in different limitations of a claim to an accused embodiment?
The short answer is no, because I don't think this is a case law issue. I think it is a claim construction issue and a definition of the term observer data as a minimum, at least, the color of data of objects. And so, therefore, it's not a question of case law. It's a question of what does that mean, at least. And the courts have recognized open-ended terms and that they include at least some things, but may include other things, but don't have to. So we're not picking and choosing, if you will. Yes.
I understand your argument. What I want to ask you, though, is relatedly to many of Judge Chen's questions to you. Why doesn't your interpretation read out the language in step 1C of comparing at least a portion of said observer data?
Very good question, because Judge Lynn was clearly preoccupied, if you will, or very attentive to that issue. And that's because the definition of observer data, meaning at least the color of data, means that observer data is that, at least, the color of data. So in 1D, when we said the combining of albedo is the combining of at least the color of data, that was not a portion of observer data. That is observer data as the court defined it, which is at least the color of data. It could be more, but it is at least that. So we weren't saying in 1D that
for a second. So what you're saying is that when you're saying that comparing at least a portion of observer data means it has to be just some of the data of one of the many different types that you think it can be under the claim construction.
Yes, part of that string or collection. It doesn't even have to include observer data, which in this case the evidence showed that it was not. But it's part of that collection that includes color of data. But a portion of observer data simply means a portion of the collection that includes color of data. So that's why the judge was wrong when she thought that implied that without the word portion, you must have all of the observer data that's identified up in the providing step.
Did you identify? I didn't hear you identify any cases for Judge Chen that supported your interpretation of said.
Neither support nor refute, because again, I don't think it's a case law issue. I believe it's an issue of simply reading the construction of the court and applying that construction, which is fairly clear. It's a minimum of the color of data. It can include more. So, like I say, if the definition of is provide an alphabet and then but the alphabet includes A, but it can include more than A. Picking A for step 1D, for the combining step, is not picking a portion of that definition. It is taking that definition full on and satisfying.
Even if when you're mapping the first limitation of providing a letter of the alphabet to where you're mapping to the accused product, the accused product is providing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, O, P.
That's the universe that's provided. Then it talks about comparing, storing, and combining, which are the three operative steps. I mean, you have to have the collection to begin with. But in terms of comparing, storing, and combining, there are discrete limitations on the term observer data. It means at least the color of data. So in meeting limitation 1D, the combining step, it doesn't have to have all the entire alphabet. It simply has to have at least, at a minimum, the color of data.
Just so I understand it, at bottom, as long as each individual limitation that calls out observer data meets the claim construction for that term observer data, in your view, that's good grounds for an infringement.
Yes.
Even if you are choosing to map different conceptions of what meets the observer data limitation to each of those limitations that recite observer data.
Not
they meet the claim construction, but nevertheless, they are different conceptions of what is what meets the limitation of observer data.
I use the term there is the different compositions, different that the same meaning applies throughout the claim to observer data, but that in 1C and in 1D, different components of the alphabet, different components of observer data can satisfy that particular step. So the composition can vary from claim to claim, but it must, if it's observer data, at least have the color of objects in there. And so when it says a portion of observer data, you look at that string, that collection, and if it includes observer color of data, you've met the definition of observer data. But a portion of observer data can be less than that collection, even less than including the color of data, which is the minimum requirement. So yes, that's our view on that. And the court just simply missed that. There's no subset here in observer data in claim 1D. It is the observer data as defined, and there's no conflict. Now, if I can go to sequence of steps, Your Honor, the other ground. In that case, the court also misapplied its claim construction there. The construction, which was agreed to, was that before beginning the claimed combining step, you have to complete the comparing and storing steps. Well, the claimed combining requirement, once again, has two components, essentially. One is it has to be observer data, which includes the color of objects, and it has to be combined with a portion of the light accumulation buffer data. And so the court, however, in her ruling that the sequence of steps wasn't met as a matter of law, said any combination of any data occurring before the completion of the comparing and storing steps precluded infringement. And that was a clear error. And when you look at the court's question presented, that kind of highlights it. In that question presented, she said that do the 822 and 488 patents require that comparing and storing be completed for each light source, that was a mistake, but it's another one, before any combining begins? And her answer to that question was yes, but that misstated as a matter of law what the claims require, because the issue is not any combining, but the claimed combining. And the claimed combining required the color of objects be included, and that data was combined with the light accumulation buffer data. And there is no evidence at all. She didn't bother pointing to any, because she defined the issue as this abstract legal issue of whether any combining would preclude infringement. And we argued vociferously, but to no avail, that was not the test. The proper test was the claimed combining step, which clearly required these pieces of these elements of the color objects and combined with light accumulation buffer data. And she ignored that issue. She just went straight to the broader general question of any combining and defined it as a legal question that she could answer without any findings of fact, because we didn't dispute that there could be some combining somewhere. In fact, the storing step required.
Your rebuttal time. Do you want
oh,
to say
no, I want to, unless the court has questions, I will defer till later. Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Yep, you did in your argument bring to mind one of my favorite movies, A Few Good Men. I strenuously.
Yeah, didn't do us any good, did it?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. John Gerritsen for Activision Blizzard. There are two independent bases on which Your Honors could affirm the district court judgment below. One is on the combining said observer data limitation, and the other is on the sequence of steps, as I believe Mr. Buther briefly addressed at the end of his argument. And Judge Chen, in response to your hypothetical, and Judge Stoll, in response to your question about reading out the at least a portion in step 1C, we believe that is exactly what plaintiffs are trying to do. The claim should be read as a whole. It needs to be internally consistent. The point of this invention is to accumulate light in a light accumulation buffer, and to not just look at color, there's been a suggestion that plaintiffs could hypothetically just look at color for each step. That's not what they did. That's not what their expert did. But the point is to determine whether a point in the modeled scene is actually illuminated. In order to do that, you don't just look at what the pixel or what the color looks like. You look at where it is.
The instruction for observer data, though, is just at least color data, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
So it would cover an embodiment that's just color data all the way through.
Hypothetically.
Dividing, comparing, combining.
Yes, hypothetically, but that's not what their plaintiff's expert did in this case. It identified a lot of material for step 1A, what's been referred to in the briefing as step 1A, as the observer data, including normal, vertex, position data, and then took only a portion of that, and none of it relating to color, for the satisfaction, alleged satisfaction of step 1C. Which relates to the comparing step. And then for step 1D, they just rely only on color again. And when you look at the observer data and then saying in step 1C, as Judge Stoll mentioned, at least a portion of that observer data, and then for step 1D, comparing said observer data, referring back to 1A, then that is the data that was originally identified.
I'm just going to make it a little simpler for myself, and I think I'm following you, but I just want to make sure. So for 1A, they said observer data included a multitude of things, color being one of them. And what was the other? What was the portion one? Color and?
Oh, well, there's depth data, there's depth. Position. Yeah.
No, but what was the one that they focused on for a portion of?
For a portion, for step 1C, that's the depth.
Okay, yeah. So let's just say observer data is color and depth. Okay. Then you go to 1C, which has a portion of the observer data. It was completely appropriate for them to extract depth at that point. And then 1D says the observer said observer data again. So it's got to be depth and color. You know, it's got to be all the things, but it's got to at least be depth and color, like in my hypo, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No. On that point, I will note that the Patent Office also in an IPR involving Take Two came to that same conclusion, and we believe unsurprisingly. And that's cited in our briefs, Appendix 1365. Moving to the sequence of steps.
Sticking to this, okay. Just curious, what's wrong with the other side's position, which is they meet the claim construction for observer data in, as to each one of the limitations that's referencing observer data?
Because there's two things wrong with it. One is that they have identified more. This is a case in which their own expert has conceded that there is more than just that observer data. We have to look at all the provided, the observer data that's provided in step 1A. And there's no dispute about that. There could hypothetically be a case where they tried to rely only on color. We would say there's no way you can satisfy step 1C if you do that. And then achieve the objects of the inventions as shown, for example, in column 3 of the 822 patent, lines 25 through 30, where they talk about this being, this is the summary of the invention, is to perform this process, and then in sequence.
Taking you outside of the patent, my question is really more just a general patent law question, which is, as a theoretical patent law matter, if they can find a way to point to something in your accused product that meets each limitation of observer data in isolation, even though they're not pointing to the same thing each time. Why isn't that good enough?
I think it's because of the way the claim is written with said observer data. They could have said at least a portion. They did this in step 1C. They said they compared at least a portion of the observer data with at least a portion of the lighting data.
Are you familiar with any Federal Circuit cases that support your interpretation?
With respect to said?
Yes. And this argument, your answer to Judge Chen's question.
I believe they're consistent with the cases that we've, and I confess I do not have the names on the tip of my tongue, that we've cited in our brief on how you look back. This is a relation back. The anaphoric is the one that sticks in my memory. Is
like Baldwin?
Exactly. It's an anaphoric phrase. And the other, I hope I've answered your question.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Your Honor. On sequence of steps, briefly, this is important. I mentioned column 3 of the specification, talking about in the summary of the invention that the whole way that you speed up the processing, we're talking about 20 years ago when this patent was filed, you only want to compare once at the end. And so you perform the process for each light. You do the comparing and storing and comparing and storing, and only at the end do you do the combining step. There's been quite a bit of discussion in plaintiff's briefing about hypothetical combination steps in the middle, arguments that were not raised in the district court, arguments that we believe have been waived. In the district court below, there was a series of events, kind of a lemony snicket, if we're doing movies, a series of unfortunate events, in the sense that there was a shift during oral argument in summary judgment. There was raised the hypothetical of just color data, which we believe is not borne out by the record. Then plaintiffs dropped all of the dependent claims in the case after Judge Lynn, the district court, raised the inconsistency between the way the dependent claims are structured and what was being claimed with respect to the observer data. And then for the combining, for the sequence of steps, we identified from Mr. Aliaga, their expert's own deposition testimony and expert report, where he admitted, he conceded this, that there was a combining step that was happening before the finishing of the processing of the first light and before all of the lights had been processed as required by the sequence. I do want to say a word about comprising. There's been a suggestion that because the claim has open-ended language with respect to comprising, that they should be able to add different things in, including potentially intermediate combining steps. We don't believe that's appropriate. The sequence of steps is in the claim. You're not supposed to alter that sequence based on that. And Your Honors, unless you have any other questions at this point, I think we'll stand on...
What an excellent note that was. Thank you very much, counsel at the table.
Thank you.
All right, we have some rebuttal time. Mr. Buther, please proceed.
Thank you, Your Honors. If anyone was reading out the at least limitation, it is Judge Lynn, unfortunately. She read out her own limitation when she said it had to be all of the observer data and not the minimum, at least, the color of data. So we have never argued that the term at least should be read out of the claims to the contrary.
What did you argue for infringement purposes was the observer data for Claim 1A's purposes?
Okay, for Claim 1A, observer data in gross, as I call it, included about 6 items. There was albedo, normal, vector, depth. I can't remember them all off the top of my head.
And then for 1C, you argued depth satisfied.
That's the portion of observer data,
and then
yes.
For 1D, why aren't you stuck with all of them?
Because it's the minimum requirement is at least the color of objects. Data representing at least the color of objects. So when the patentee drafted the claim, he or she made sure that although you could have an alphabet going from A to Z, and there's many pieces of observer data as we identify them, when it comes to the claim requirements, observer data means one thing. At a minimum, color data, at a minimum. And so it could include a whole bunch of things, but it had to include that minimum requirement, which our evidence showed did for Claim 1D, and which our evidence, which was not disputed as to Claim 1C, did. And so, once again, the key here is that there is observer data in the gross, which is shown in Step 1A, as to all of the observer data provided. But for purposes of Claim 1C and 1D, the court, with agreement by everybody, defined it as a minimum at least the color of data. But the judge on her own, on page, I think appendix page 14, said it could include many other things. So the definition of observer data for 1C and 1D was at least the color of data, not all of the observer data. That is abundantly clear. And so there's no inconsistency there of having the gross observer data provided in 1A, but observer data for purposes of 1D and 1C defined as at least the color of data. And I would say it applies to 1A as well, because collection of observer data in 1A included the color of data. The observer data that a portion of was taken in 1C was the observer data, including color, but including depth and other things. And then in 1D, the observer data, which was at least the color of data, we identified the color of data.
Beyond your time.
Okay, I'm sorry, Your Honor. Thank you very much.
Taken under submission.